This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments to struggling Americans, something demanded by President Donald Trump. After months of partisan bickering, legislators late Monday finally approved a $900 billion stimulus package to help families and businesses struggling to survive the hit to the economy from the coronavirus before millions lose their benefits. The legislation includes one-time payments of $600 to most taxpayers. But Trump dropped a bombshell in the celebrations this week, hinting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase pandemic support, cheered his statement, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi challenged Republicans to support an amendment to boost the dollar amount. But Republicans refused to agree to the change. Britain and the European Union have struck a free trade agreement that should avert New Year's chaos for cross-border commerce and bring a measure of certainty to businesses after years of Brexit turmoil. The breakthrough on Thursday came after months of tense and often testy negotiations that whittled differences down to three key issues: fair competition rules, mechanisms for resolving future disputes, and fishing rights. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structures on January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative, offering hope to a nation that has lost some 120,000 people to the pandemic. Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first 10,000 doses of a 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Thursday. This is VOA News. The United States is about to complete its second week of vaccinations with about 1 million inoculations, mainly among healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. The numbers, however, are far short of the goal set by Operation Warp Speed, the federal government's effort to mass produce millions of doses of vaccines to inoculate 20 million Americans by the end of the year. A provincial court in Pakistan has ordered the man charged in the 2002 murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl freed. AP's Arya Shackley has more.
His lawyer says Sindh High Court's release order overturns a decision by Pakistan's top court that Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, the key suspect in Pearl's slaying, should remain in custody. Sheikh was acquitted of murdering Pearl earlier this year, but has been held while Pearl's family appealed the acquittal. Sheikh's lawyer, Mahmoud A. Sheikh, with whom he's not related, called for his client to be released immediately. Sheikh was sentenced to death and three others were sentenced to life in prison for their role in the plot. But in April, the Sindh High Court acquitted him and three others. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Santa Claus's mission to deliver presents to the world's well-behaved children is continuing this year, despite the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to NORAD, the Joint American-Canadian Military Command, who say they are tracking Santa and his reindeer just like they do every year. For 65 years, NORAD has offered real-time animated tracking of Santa and his reindeer-powered sleigh as it traverses the globe delivering Yuletide gifts. Deputy Commander of U.S. Northern Command Vice Admiral Jay Dumont says Santa's magical journey is well underway.
Well, he's gone by the International Space Station, and he's flown by there and waved at the people who are on the space station. As I mentioned, he's been covering the Asia-Pacific region, New Zealand, Australia, in China right now, and will be soon heading towards the west and approaching North and South America later on today.
Pope Francis promised in his Christmas messages on Thursday to visit Lebanon and South Sudan as soon as he could. The Pope traditionally mentions countries in his Christmas Day message, but he singled out those two nations because of difficulties each has faced this year. A rebel coalition has been fighting the government in the Central African Republic, says it will observe a three-day ceasefire ahead of Sunday elections, seen as a crucial test for the troubled country. A statement issued by the Coalition of Patriots for Change, which began an offensive against the government last Friday, said a 72-hour unilateral ceasefire will be observed across the country by all patriots fighting troops. For more news, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.